Well, let's head to the UK right now, because the British Prime Minister says his country faces further uncertainty after Parliament voted a short time ago against fast-tracking a decision on his Brexit plan. Despite the setback, Boris Johnson is claiming a win, with the Parliament agreeing to a second reading of the withdrawal bill.
Just a few weeks ago, hardly anybody believed that we could reopen the withdrawal agreement, let alone abolish the backstop. That is indeed what they were saying. And certainly nobody thought that we could secure the approval of the House for a new deal. And we should not overlook the significance of this moment.
That's Boris Johnson speaking a short time ago in the House of Commons. Things are unfolding pretty quickly in the UK at the moment. So let's go to Jill Rutter, the Programme Director at the Institute for Government in London, a regular on Breakfast these days. Jill Rutter, welcome back.
Hello again.
Can you step us through what's happened in the House of Commons in the last few hours?
So we've had two votes today. The first vote was to basically sort of agree in principle to Boris Johnson's deal. MPs hadn't had a chance to give a sort of straight up and down vote on his deal that got amended on Saturday when they tried to do that. So it's the first opportunity we had to see whether there's potentially a majority for his deal. And I think, you said he was claiming victory, and I think actually he should feel pretty pleased with himself. No one really thought he would get as big a majority as the 30 majority he got. Remember last time Theresa May asked Parliament to approve her deal, she got her defeat down to around 60. And the first time she asked them to do it, she went down to the biggest ever defeat in parliamentary history. So he really has made huge and slightly unexpected progress there. The second thing that MPs were then being asked to vote on is whether they were prepared to approve this really big bill that was only published at 8 p.m. UK time yesterday evening in just 2.5 days. And actually, I think MPs very sensibly said, no, mate, that's a really big piece of legislation. It's a really important piece of legislation. When we've looked at these sorts of bills before, we've taken, 10 days on the floor of the House to look at them. To ask us to do this basically in 2.5 days is just ridiculous. So he went down to defeat on that motion. But so he paused the bill and we don't know what's happening. So,
am I right in thinking then that this is the first time that Parliament has actually voted in favour of a version of Brexit?
That is absolutely right. What we've had so far is a pretty solid majority against the no-deal Brexit, but none of the options that have ever been put to Parliament before have commanded a majority. We had that process back in the spring of trying to sort of, try out various options, but a sort of X-Factory-style contest of testing out various options on MPs. None of those got a majority. So that's why I think Boris Johnson should be feeling pretty pleased with himself tonight.
But I am reading various UK political correspondents saying that number 10 is now backgrounding and briefing that they want a general election. Why is it their view that this needs to be done within 2.5 days, or the alternative is an election? Why not work with Parliament, given that they have a majority of people backing this withdrawal bill, just not the timetable?
I think that's really interesting why he wants to do that, because you could say, well, actually, the sensible thing is to agree with Parliament, give it a bit longer. He's had to write this extension request into the EU. The EU would undoubtedly grant him an extension to get the legislation through. So there could be two reasons for that. First, he's always wanted to run an election on this Parliament is stopping Brexit. I am the Tribune of the People running against this Remainer Parliament. Parliament voting for his deal actually has slightly got in the way of that narrative. But he could just say, well, I wanted to do it. But he's also staked an awful lot of personal pride on the Halloween Brexit. So getting it done by the 31st of October and not doing what Theresa May did, which was to go back twice to the EU and ask for extensions. So he only wrote that letter on Saturday under duress and always refers to it as Parliament's request for an extension, not his. So it may be that he just doesn't want to be doing that. But the third reason may be, although he got that vote over the line tonight, he got it on the back of 19 Labour MPs voting with him. Now, it may be that as Parliament has longer to consider the bill, quite a lot of amendments go down which try to change some of the provisions in that bill. And he may think, well, actually, my Brexit will not survive pure and unsullied through the process of detailed parliamentary scrutiny. And I think that was one reason why the government was so keen to ram it through really, really quickly, was to minimise the risk of amendments. So that may be another reason why we're doing that. But it's often quite difficult over here to fathom out what Number 10's really real tactics are. And there's an awful lot of briefing by Number 10 that they're going to do things that they then tend not to do.
And on top of all of that, I'm reading some of the latest polls that point to a thumping majority for Boris Johnson and the Conservatives. Are you giving him some credit for playing a pretty smart game, at least tactically here? He's done things that many people thought he would never be able to do.
And I think you have to give him credit for being pragmatic enough to find a way of doing a deal with the EU. As he himself said, he got the EU to reopen his withdrawal agreement. I mean, you may say that he got his deal by pivoting to a position he said he would never take, and he's clearly alienated his Democratic Unionist colleagues, supporters, in the process of doing so. But it's also possible that one of the things he's pivoting to, because Parliament's not using the rest of time this week to do the EU withdrawal bill, they're about to go back to the business of last week, which was the Queen's speech, which was put on hold while they tried to get the EU withdrawal bill through. And it's possible that he may be defeated on the Queen's speech, which would create another interesting situation. So he's still very, very keen, I think, to have a general election, because basically knows that that he can't do much as Prime Minister without a majority. I mean, he's at the moment technically got a deficit of about minus 43 in Parliament, having thrown quite a lot of people out of his party. So he might bring a few of them back now. So it's very volatile to see what Number 10's tactics are and whether we end up. I think Thursday is about the last day. We can still have an election on November 28th, which quite a lot of people think is the last feasible day, really, for an election this side of Christmas.
Jill Russer, I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Thank you very much.
Okay.